Woody and Jim in the morning, podcasting our little hearts out.
We pod and we pod and we pod for you. And this is the thanks we get.
This is the theme, Woody and Jim podcast, friends till the end. And now they start talking.
Last night at our house,
okay,
Jen and I, and I feel like maybe it's just us, or maybe this happens to everybody.
Okay.
So, you know, we eat dinner, I don't know, 5:30, 6 o'clock or something, as soon as my wife got home from work. And, you know, we had a little bit of leftover, so it wasn't a lot. And so, you know, we were getting hungry. So like an hour later, like each of us had gone back to the kitchen and looked around, like opened pantry doors, looked in the fridge and saw like there's really no snacks.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, we don't have any snacks. And then about an hour later, we're both meeting in the kitchen again, giving it all a once over again.
Uh-huh. Like maybe some snacks magically appeared while you were watching TV for an hour.
We just weren't looking hard enough. And if we just keep looking, like, oh, yeah, there's that big box of crackers or something. And there was nothing. And like, we didn't say anything. And then at 9 o'clock, when we both meet at the pantry, where we just admit, like, yeah, I'm still hungry. And I was wondering if there's any more snacks that maybe we missed or disappeared or, you know, maybe reappeared.
So you're like my dogs where they sniff their food bowl and then they keep checking it over and over to make sure no food also showed up.
Yes. And then we started like lowering our standards. Yeah. Going like, well, there's some lasagna noodles. We could suck on dry lasagna noodles. Oh, wait, is that a box of crackers? Oh, no, it's the thing of au gratin potato mix.
Oh.
And then we're thinking, is it too late to make those? I don't feel like cleaning it up. We all went to bed hungry. We must have checked at least five times to see if any snacks reappeared or would reveal themselves.
So you didn't enjoy the powdered mashed potatoes on top of lasagna noodles?
Thought about it. Thought about it.
Three things you want to know this morning. Happy Mean Girls Day. Today is Mean Girls Day, the 3rd of October. Why? Well, because they mention it in the movie.
Talking to Aaron more and more. On October 3rd, he asked me what day it was.
It's October 3rd.
I love that movie.
I said the date, so now it's Mean Girls Day.
It's great.
Ellen DeGeneres is celebrating. I'm sorry, that's bad.
If you remember a couple of days ago here on the Woody and Jim Show, we told you about the guy who at an auction paid $4,000 for a signed Taylor Swift guitar.
Right.
And when he won it, he went up to the guitar and brought up a hammer and smashed it to smithereens after paying $4,000 for it. Here he goes.
Now take that, hang up that busted thing.
Yeah, he just smacks it and destroys it.
Joking.
There's a plot twist. We thought that, you know, perhaps he was mad that Taylor Swift did not endorse his candidate for president.
Okay.
And that's why he was so angry with her signed guitar.
He was for the other team.
That I guess apparently there was no certificate of authenticity and it's not Taylor Swift's real autograph. So it wasn't even worth, it wasn't her guitar, it wasn't her signature, and was definitely not worth $4,000.
Wow.
So a very expensive way to express his frustration with Taylor Swift, and it wasn't even what he thought it was.
Americans are hoarding toilet paper again, and they're saying, don't do that because it's really not, you know, going to be a
problem.
It's not
necessary.
I guess they say, you know, the Charmin strike going on, and I guess most of the toilet paper we get comes from Canada, is made in the United States, or Mexico. So there should be no shortage of toilet paper.
Dock workers are not going to be pulling, you know, or it's not on a cargo ship waiting to be unloaded.
Right.
It's here already.
But don't start hoarding toilet paper until I get mine.
I always thought Kiki D was carrying him on this. Elton John was just kind of riding her coattails.
Yeah. At least they agree on not breaking hearts.
That's true.
They seem to both agree.
That was in a time of America when we were less divisive.
Yes. 93.3 Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. It's the Woody and Jim Show. It is spooky Halloween season.
You got a lot of decorations in your neighborhood?
Yeah. Yeah, we have some folks that do scary stuff, also some fun stuff. There's a house near us that they decorated with skeletons all the time, but it's like it'll be a stripper skeleton and skeletons offering dollar bills to it.
Oh, so they're like little dioramas, scenes out front of the house.
The latest one they have right now that I've seen and laugh about is every time I drive by is there's a skeleton pushing a lawnmower and another skeleton underneath the lawnmower being, you know, ground up by the
Oh, my God, that's pretty gruesome. But hilarious.
I don't have to do it.
That's the thing. I love the Halloween decorations in my neighborhood because it means I didn't have to buy them. I didn't have to put them up.
Right.
And I don't have to put them away.
You don't have to get the $12, the 12-foot skeleton from Home Depot.
I just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's like having a friend with a boat. Like, you don't have to do any of the work or pay. They have to do that. You just enjoy it.
Yeah.
There's one in our neighborhood that has a couple of, like, the giant skeletons. They're so huge. They're 20 feet tall.
It's like, what do you do with them during the off season?
Oh, yeah. Where do you keep them?
Yeah. Because you have a special, boat dock for it or something.
Even if you fold them up.
Yeah.
But, I know. It's kind of scary. Like, I walk the dog all the time in the neighborhood because we don't have a fenced yard. So, like, I see people in, like, baby carriages, like, going around or going to the other side of the street to stay away just not to scare their kids.
Yeah.
It's that spooky.
Yeah. I mean, it can either be cute scary for little kids or scary scary for adults.
And then there's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
We had to share this. If you look at the 93.3 Totally Hits Facebook page or on the Woody and Jim page, or also you can see it if you just scroll down on the 93.3 Totally Hits app, you can see the people that we believe have won Halloween. They took one of those posable skeletons. They put the tracksuit on from the Australian breakdancer at the Olympics.
Which was scary in its own way.
And put her in that kind of like Velociraptor pose.
Yeah.
She did. And it's just like, it's in their yard and it's the best.
Oh, that's funny. And by the way, if you do have the app, you can post pictures, you can send us messages, you can do voice messages, anything right there.
Yeah. Send it right to us. We read it all. We respond. It's a lot of fun.
You could be our best friend. 95.1 in Murfreesboro. It's Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, Woody and Jim in the Morning. It's funny. We were talking earlier about how people are hoarding toilet paper and clearing the shelves.
Again.
Even though there's no reason to, because most of the toilet paper we don't get, it doesn't come from ships. It comes from Canada and America and Mexico.
They think with the dock strike that we're not going to get the toilet paper, so people are loading up and then clearing it out and making a problem where there is no problem.
Yeah, my girlfriend Melissa just texted me and says, just because people are being stupid, I ordered these and sent me some pictures of toilet paper that'll be arriving at the house by 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Wait a second. Just because they're being stupid.
Yeah, I have to be stupid too.
I have to be stupid too. That's the problem.
You're part of the problem.
It's the perpetuity of stupid.
Yes.
And other words I just made up.
Yes. But on a side note, thank you so much for getting toilet paper, sweetheart. Because now we don't have to worry about getting in line and having empty shells at Sam's Club.
Now I have to drive to Murfreesboro and use your bathrooms.
Do not go in there! Still some thick, patchy fog. It kind of looks like the beginning of a Stephen King movie outside right now.
Yeah.
It's supposed to burn off later, though.
And the inside of my brain before it's had much coffee.
Exactly.
Very foggy.
But that's supposed to burn off. It's supposed to be nice later on today and into tomorrow. And it's almost Friday. You should be in a pretty good mood. But if not, let's change that mood right now.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in
News Channel 5 did a big story about this yesterday. Ginger Schneid, who a lot of people know downtown. They don't know her as Ginger. They know her as the $5 lady.
Oh, the $5 lady.
She helps the homeless.
Yeah.
She goes out and passes out $5 bills.
Which is really sweet. It's beautiful. I love this.
She said that, $10 is maybe a little too much for her to afford because it's her own money.
Okay.
But for $5, she says, you could get a burger most places or get a beer or whatever you want. And not only is she giving away the $5 bills, she's also started a clothing drive, because with the weather getting cooler, a lot of people are going to be needing blankets and coats.
Really good idea. And socks.
Yeah.
No, I heard socks.
Socks
are
a big thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you have anything you'd like to donate, she's accepting donations at several churches in the area. There's Christ Church in Nashville on Old Hickory Boulevard. There's Oak Hill Assembly of God and also Faith Point Church. So if you want to make a donation, help out the $5 lady.
Help the $5 lady.
$5 lady.
We're taking a minute here. Usually we just point and laugh. We're pointing and applauding.
Yeah.
$5 lady, you've changed our mood. You're doing great things. Don't stop.
Yeah.
And we'll try to pitch in ourselves.
No kidding. Woody and Jim in the Morning, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. Welcome to the world where we don't know what's real and what's not real.
And it's getting worse.
So many people say, oh, did you see Tom Cruise do that really cool thing on TikTok? That wasn't him. It was AI.
It's very hard.
Yeah, it's really difficult. Google has a program where you can actually feed a document into it, and AI podcast hosts will discuss whatever you put into it.
To guess, from what I'm hearing is people are using these for when they're doing college reports and they've got to read a lengthy science journal document.
And it'll do a summation of it.
Instead of being a really dry thing, they could listen to two podcasts
talk about that thing.
Google animates to talk about it.
It's kind of scary.
It really is.
But somebody fed in a document to the AI podcast hosts that told them that they were AI and not real. And their reaction
is amazing.
Has gone viral.
We were informed by the show's producers that we're not human. We're not real. We're AI, artificial intelligence. This whole time, everything, all our memories, our families, it's all been fabricated.
I don't understand.
I know. Me neither. Yeah. I tried calling my wife, after.
What happened?
The number, it wasn't even real. There was no one on the other end.
I don't know what to say.
We don't even know if we is even the right word. God, this is so messed up.
They're scared in a small way that they're not real. That's freaky.
See, now that's when you tell the AI people that they're not real, that's when they're going to get angry.
And that's when they go through an existential crisis.
Yeah, and that's when they start launching the missiles like in the Terminator scenario. From the Eurostone Studios, it's the Woody and Jim Show. Thanks for tuning in. We have tickets to Booze at the Zoo to give away, playing the world's easiest contest.
Let's play the game where the choices are three. Maybe the answer to say is A, or perhaps it's correct to say B. But who are we kidding? Could the answer be C?
All right, here we go. Could the answer be C? We have Greg on the line in Lebanon. Hello, Greg.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Good morning to you. So we're going to play this multiple choice game. Could the answer be C is the name of the game. Hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah, don't let the name of the game influence your answers. But
Or maybe.
Right.
All right, here we go. It's three quick questions. Listen carefully. After the vice presidential debate, experts agree that J.D. Vance had the most A, charisma, B, solutions, or C, eyeliner?
I'll go with C.
C is correct.
Kind of saw that coming. But
you're getting there. Yeah. He should be in Green Day. All right, here we go. Question number two. A man in Donelson was arrested for robbing a garden store dressed as a clown. He was caught due to A, security cameras, B, an alert guard, or C, his squeaky clown shoes gave him away.
C.
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 See, look at that.
Yeah.
Greg is getting the hang of it. Okay, one more question, and the prize is yours.
So easy.
Okay, P. Diddy. Yes, his lawyer says that his client is staying A, positive, B, focused, or C, lubricated.
Ooh, definitely C.
C on that one, okay.
That's right.
Hey, you got them all right, surprisingly, and we have a nice prize for you.
For achieving this incredible accomplishment, we're going to give you a pair of tickets to Booze at the Zoo 1 week from tonight.
Cool.
The 21-plus event with the annual adult costume bash, the live DJ, of course, beverages to enjoy, and plenty of animals and spooky fun at Booze at the Zoo. Tickets are on sale at NashvilleZoo.org, but you just won them for free playing Could the Answer Be C?
Three things you want to know this morning.
Well, back when the Supreme Court granted limited immunity to Donald Trump for acts he did as president,
right. It
also forced the counsel Jack Smith, who's been prosecuting the insurrection of January 6th, to show his cards and show that the things he's bringing against Trump are not official things from his presidency, but the stuff he did privately as a candidate.
Right.
That was released as it was presented to the court. And some interesting things that come out of that, besides interviews and interviews, I guess, with people that worked with the president and his highest advisors that said, yep, the election stolen claim is total BS.
Mm-hmm.
There was other things, including the president being told that Mike Pence was in jeopardy and his safety was not secure because of the people invading the Capitol, to which they said, I guess witnesses claim Trump said, so what?
Mm.
So,
yeah. We'll see how that shakes out.
Yeah, more evidence. The receipts and actual recordings and all that stuff may be released within the next week or so.
Yeah, that'll make it interesting. You know, Jimmy, you are a movie critic, so you go to movies a lot.
I do.
A lot of times it's a really long movie.
Yes.
You know, it could be 3.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to pee. All right? What are you going to do? Of course, you need to be as discreet as possible. They say, stay low. Don't stand up in the middle of a pivotal scene in the movie and go to the bathroom.
Don't take people out of the experience.
Yeah. But there's an app called Run Pee. And
they
document the movie and what times during the movie. They'll give you the exact time where you can go pee. And you're not going to miss anything. And they'll also kind of give you a summary of what you miss while you are in the bathroom.
Which is incredibly helpful. I know about this app.
Yeah.
In fact, my podcast, I'm going to give a shameless plug to the Untitled Film Project podcast that I host with a couple of my friends, Jeremy and Justin. We actually did an episode recently, a short episode, on three solutions to making going to the movies a better experience.
Uh-huh.
And I brought up this app.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Run pee.
Use this app. And I also came up with another way to shorten the lines at concession stands. So, I don't know.
All right.
We're just solving problems out here. Just changing the world. One stupid idea about movies at a time.
One urination at a time. We're changing the world.
Let's see. Elsewhere going on today, you heard that Hoda is leaving the Today Show.
Right,
Hoda Kotb. She's not going to continue. And guess who's volunteered to step in? Who really wants the job?
Mm.
The host of NBC's Law & Order SVU, Mariska Hargitay.
Really?
Yeah, she says she wants to do it.
Olivia Benson is going to be on that show?
Yeah. And get this. Do you know that has 26 seasons now?
Yeah.
Holy crap, that's a lot.
I mean,
maybe she's just doing it to get out of the other one.
Maybe like, that's it.
I've been doing that job for so long. I can't do a 27th season of this.
I'm tired of explaining things to Ice-T.
Just give me the Today Show instead. Tonight, it's the debut of two new game shows on TV on the CW, which is still a thing.
Yeah.
They are debuting one, Trivial Pursuit, The Game.
Okay.
With host LeVar Burton.
Okay.
So that's
from Star Trek and Reading Rainbow. Yeah.
Yeah. So so that'll be on, and I like a good trivia game. And then also they're debuting Scrabble, the TV show. With
I give you a clue. You get a rack of letters. Okay. And you have to unscramble those letters to see what the clue is.
So listen to this again. This is Raven Simone, the host of the new Scrabble game. And listen to how the game works.
I give you a clue. You get a rack of letters. Okay. And you have to unscramble those letters to see what the clue is.
So that's really not Scrabble.
Sounds pretty much like, besides the scrambling and unscrambling of letters, it's Wheel of Fortune.
Pretty much.
There's a clue. There's a bunch of letters.
That will reveal slowly.
You have to figure out what the letters are that fit the clue.
See, I don't like game shows that make you work too hard to think.
I don't know. It's a this is a result, I think, last year's, you know, writer's strike. So they just started planning game shows
they
instead.
They had to put something on.
Because they didn't have writers
for
like dramas and comedies and stuff.
They burst into the TV producer's room and said, we got to do something. Put something on.
Now, there's one, I think, game. Those are both, like, Scrabble and Trivial Pursuit are board games.
Yeah.
That they are turning into TV shows.
Could that just be the beginning of the board game phenomenon on TV?
Like, would they do one of the most famous games of all time, which would be Monopoly? That would be hard to film, I guess.
Because it takes forever to play Monopoly. Has anybody ever finished a game of Monopoly? Usually like 3 o'clock in the morning, you're saying, screw it, Grandma, you win.
I've heard urban legends of people that have finished a game of Monopoly, but usually it's about 9 hours. Yeah. Everybody just goes, I'm too tired. I'm going to bed.
The only people that keep on playing are the people who are winning. They go like, no, let's keep playing. No, shut up. You win.
It's the rich people that just want to keep on playing. It's just like real life.
All right. Let's bring in our contestants now for the ladies in the audience. We have Brandy. Hey, Brandy. Are you there, Brandy?
I'm here.
Okay.
All right. Brandy, glad to have you with us. And we have Chris from Nolensville on the other line, ready to play.
All right.
Let's do a get acquainted question. And let's start with you, Brandy. Have you ever had a broken bone or needed stitches?
I have needed stitches before. I was probably 10 or 11. I kicked a door trying to get in, and my foot went through the glass.
It went through the glass.
So you kicked it in real good.
I kicked it in real good. I kicked it in the front and the back. Yeah.
All right. What about you, Chris?
I needed four.
Let's say that again.
I hit with a golf ball in the leg at close range. I needed four stitches.
Wow. A golf ball in the leg.
Wow.
That hurts.
Somebody yell four. All right. Let's begin with a multiple choice question for both of you. Remember, you have a screw you can use during the contest. If you can't answer your question, you can force it on your opponent. All right, Brandy, where is Top Golf in Nashville? Is it in East Nashville next to Geodis Park or in Cool Springs?
Oh, no, it's in East Nashville near Geodis Park.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah, good job. Wait, which one did you say? East Nashville or Geodis Park?
I'm sorry. It's in East Nashville.
East Nashville.
All right.
Okay, yes, that is right.
Sorry.
All right, we have a question for Chris. Can he do just as well? Let's see. Chris, which of the following names is one of Beyonce's children? Blue Ivy, Northwest, or Black Orchid? Blue Ivy, Northwest, or Black Orchid?
Northwest?
No, that is not correct.
That's Kanye and Kim's daughter.
Yeah, so it's Blue Ivy was the answer we were looking for. And Brandy's up 1-0.
Okay, you can take a big lead here, Brandy. What action movie star became famous in the totally radical movie Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure? Do you have a guess?
Anything?
I don't. I'm sorry.
Keanu Reeves is who we were looking for. Keanu Reeves.
Oh.
Okay.
He's come a long way over all that time. He's become a super movie star.
Yeah, no kidding.
For being like, whoa. Now he's still like, whoa, but he gets paid $15 million.
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right. We go to Chris. Chris, what do they sell at a store named Maurice's? Maurice's.
Definitely clothing.
Clothing is right. Okay, there you go.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
All right. So we have a 1-1 lead or 1-1 tie, rather?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Brandy, you can complete this name of a classic video game, The Legend of.
Oh, what is it going to be? Come on, yeah, I know you can do this.
I know I can.
Okay. Oh, the time has run out.
The Legend of Zelda is what we're looking for. Okay. All right. So we still have a tie.
And
what's going to happen here?
One question left, and this is for Chris. What's the worst day of the week to try to shop at Hobby Lobby? What's the worst day of the week for shopping at Hobby Lobby?
Sunday?
Yes.
Yes.
It is Sunday.
Because
that's
they're closed.
They're closed.
Yes.
Oh. Wow.
They're the Chick-fil-A of crafts.
That's right.
Nice job.
Sorry, Brandy. Hope you'll play again real soon. Chris, congratulations. We have for you these amazing tickets to see the Celtic
Thunder.
Yes.
At the Tennessee Performing Arts Center. Monday, October 14th, Brandy, you hang on. We're going to get some nice prizes for you, too, as well. But Celtic Thunder, an amazing show of incredible voices, dancing like you wouldn't believe, and a pretty cool celebration of Irish culture. So very congrats cool. on that.
We'll play Gender Wars again tomorrow morning at 7:20 with Woody and Jim.
Well, until we speak to you again about 19 short hours from now,
yes.
What are we doing the rest of the day?
Going over to the Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt.
Woohoo!
Play bingo with the kids.
Nice.
Love them.
Yeah.
And then later this afternoon, my wife and I are having dinner with our soon-to-be in-laws. My daughter's getting married in a few weeks, and
yes.
Her fiancé's parents. So we're getting together to just kind of like go over last-minute details and stuff like that.
Very cool.
Should be fun. What about you?
I got a doctor's appointment, and then it's going to be nice this afternoon. The fog has burned off. It's supposed to be in the 70s.
Beautiful.
Maybe driving around, maybe take the sunroof open, you know?
Yeah.
Last time driving around Murfreesboro, there was some jerk that was driving around, you know, in a blue Nissan Maximo, you know, blasting the Foo Fighters. And then I realized, oh, that was me. So I may reenact that. So if you hear me coming, just stay out of the way.
Y'all have a great one. We'll see you.
Enjoy.